And then I'm starting it back up, and we're back into regular session of the special Uinta Special Service District 1 special meeting, Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. The time is 6:04 p.m.
Okay, there has been discussion regarding the resolution of a protest that's been filed by BHI Incorporated. As it regards construction of the athletic facility next to the rec center. It is proposed that we put a stay on the process of the electing a successful bidder on the contract to allow for a new review. There will be no new RFP, but the process for review of the already submitted bids will begin anew. None of the offerors will be allowed to supplement their bids. USSD1 does not agree that Director Meyer has a conflict of interest. However, Director Meyer will not be involved in the new committee review process. USSD1 will choose three new evaluation committee members from the USSD1 board. BHI was to have submitted prior to today any information about conflicts of any of the board members. They have not done so, and so therefore it's considered that none of the board members have a conflict with BHI. USSD1 will hire an expert in the field of construction bidding who has no financial interest or connection to this project and does not regularly bid with USSD1. That expert will review all submitted bids and work closely with the committee to review and score the submissions. No additional interviews will be conducted unless the committee feels that interviews are necessary after consultation with that expert. After the committee has individually determined a final score for the submissions, the committee shall meet in a closed meeting to finalize its recommendations. The committee, with the assistance of a USSD1 staff member other than Director Meyer, will submit a written recommendation to the entire board that fulfills the requirements of Utah Code 63G6A707 subsection 10. Including a detailed reporting of the scoring, including the score sheets themselves. After receiving the committee's recommendation, the board will meet and vote to award the contract. Does anybody have a motion to in support of that proposal?
I'll make a motion that we accept the, or we go forward with the process of reevaluating as what Mike Harrington stated in the bid selection process, and that we use an outside consultant and remove possibly any conflict of interest that we might have, and also provide score sheets, which is upon the request.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
And a roll call vote. And I'll go, Wayne?
Yes. Semper, yes.
Sean?
Carter, aye.
Murray, aye.
Robin?
O'Driscoll, aye.
Jamie?
Smewen, aye.
Joel?
Brown, aye.
Did I miss anyone? Joe Gardner?
Gardner, aye.
Joe McKay.
McKay, aye.
Morton, aye.
Oh. I said a couple different Joes in there. I thought I got it, everyone. Okay, and then one more item of business, and this is on the skate park with American Ramp Company. Back in May 8th, 2024, board meeting, there was a motion to do design with American Ramp Company. There was some confusion during that board meeting, and I did not catch the motion that was made. The motion was only made for design and not design build. We did talk about it being through Sourcewell, who is the state bid, nation bid for recreation projects. So American Ramp Company holds their contract, their state contract on that. And it was initially intended to be a design build, not to exceed $2 million. So we need to basically add that build part in there. After that was made mentioned, when we were reviewing the design with the Parks Committee, which is Wayne, Joe, McKay, and Sean, and understanding that build was always intended to follow this process, and bringing it up with a couple other board members. So we just need a motion and a second to approve that design build, not to exceed $2 million with American Ramp Company. Or to add, build.
I was just going to say, do we need to put something in the motion? Do we need to correct the agenda? I mean, is that something that needs to be done since the agenda just said concept design services contract?
And I looked at that. The new agenda for today's meeting does say ratification of American Ramp company okay. design build. I think that that's enough of a correction of the agenda.
Okay. I just don't want it to come back and bite us in any way.
We'll attach today's agenda and minutes to that May 8th as well.
Okay.
So if there's a motion in a second.
I'll make a motion that we accept or make a change to American Ramp to be a design build, not to exceed $2 million on the skate park.
Thanks.
I'll second.
Who was that? Joe McKay?
Yeah.
He beat me.
And Ross.
And then let's do a roll call again. Wayne?
Semper, aye.
Ross?
Morton, aye.
Joel?
Partner, aye.
Sean?
Murray, aye.
Joe Brown?
Brown, aye.
Robin?
O'Driscoll, aye.
Jamie?
McKay, aye.
Joe? Your names are all moving on my screen.
Neil and aye.
Perfect.
We're getting good at this.
Thank you very much. Groundbreaking will be had on April 7th for the skate park. So we'll send out an invitation. I would especially like the committee members to be there. I have a blue shovel. You can pretend you're digging.
It's not gold.
Well, blue's better, but
blue's more practical.
Okay. Thank you guys. If there's a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thanks,
Thank you.